What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's the first time we played this song on the show, I think it might be. Welcome back. Midday show. There's a reason, we promise, that we're playing this song as we come back. All right, it is quarter century week, midday show. Ruben Frank in for Hugh Douglas today, and Hugh's going to come up in this segment because we were wondering where he falls in the top Eagles of the last 25 years. But, all right, so, you know, before the show today, we were going through our list, and I have Lane, Dawg, Kelce, Fletcher, BG as my top five last 25 years. Ruben had both Donovan and Hurts on his list. I don't have Hurts. Does he belong in the top five last 25? But, you know, Ruben, we were discussing the list. We had all these names of these guys, like, do they belong or how close are they? And I think I said, you know, we're not that far away from A.J. Brown forcing his way into this conversation. He's had an incredible first few years here in Philadelphia, obviously a couple Super Bowl trips, a championship, and he's one of the best players in his position in the NFL. And then Kyle was like, did you hear that A.J. thing last week? And I was like, no, I missed it. So apparently A.J. Brown wants us to start having a nickname for him and like chants at the games. Well, let's hear some of this. A.J. Brown on what we should be yelling when he scores.
So I was just thinking because football season is approaching, and I want to get the fans involved. So I'm like, man, what can I do to get the fans involved? And I was just thinking, like, right. So when Coop makes a play, he does a celebration, which is lit. And everybody be like, Coop, right? I'm just thinking, what can I say? What can they say for me when I make a play or I make a touchdown, right? 1K. Because I thought about Brown, and Brown don't sound right. Brown, like that ain't it, right? So it gotta be like 1K. It gotta be right. And I'm just thinking, like,
oh my gosh, it's awful.
1K, like something. Like I'm just trying to get the fans involved, but you all let me know what you think, man. We can come up with something, man. I don't know if this one will stick, but let me know.
So I'm open to suggestions. 1K is not gonna work though.
No.
What? Also, when do you chant 1K, his first catch of the year, or when he gets close to 1,000 yards? I mean, why are we chanting 1K when he's at 300 yards in the end of September? I don't understand. Also, isn't AJ good enough? He has a nickname already. It's AJ.
To bring back the AJ chants from the AJ Feely days?
Yeah, there we go. Could do that.
Were there those chants?
Well, when McNabb played badly.
AJ, yeah.
We should go back in the archives and find those.
I've been in the stadium for one of those before.
Have you? Yeah,
you started cool. It, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do we think AJ Brown needs a nickname? I'm good with AJ.
Well, it is his nickname.
That's what I mean. What's his name? Arthur Juan?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's
Arthur Juan.
Arthur Juan, yeah. Juan, yep. Brown, yeah.
Well, maybe that could be the chant. Arthur Wong.
His name.
Arthur Wong.
His real name is
his
the
real name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. he has another suggestion for what to chant.
Yeah, we have more? Let's hear.
How about A-O for always open?
Nah.
So A-O, A-O, like that'll be lit. I like that.
If they got Freddie in there, he could get it started.
You know, I actually think AO is better than 1K. At least there's something to that. You know who would really appreciate the AO? Jalen Hurts, if he's not throwing the ball. We're all chanting AO, he's open, throw him the ball. Rube, I don't think he needs a nickname.
Well, and just conceptually, like, who comes up with their own nickname?
A.J. Brown. You think he's bored and is ready for training camp?
I think he is.
That's what it sounds like to
me. Most likely. But, yeah, I mean, A.J. is fine. It works.
It works perfectly.
Well, the only other guy I can think of that tried to come up with his own nickname was Russell Wilson.
Hey, guys. Russell here. Yes, the typical boring, yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love
so
to know. Real exciting. You know, I'm real excited. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be, and I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited. You gotta be unlimited. You know, you gotta have a thought process of being unlimited. So when people ask you,
I can't even take it anymore.
You know, earlier we were
talking. Freddie Mitchell gave himself like 9 nicknames.
Yeah, he did.
Right?
It's never a good sign when you hear yourself.
He came up with Fred X. Came up with, all of them.
So we were discussing earlier how early in Russell Wilson's career he looked like a Hall of Famer and it fell off.
Yeah.
That was the moment where I decided he wasn't going to make the Hall of Fame. That ended his candidacy.
We can't
right
let Jalen become that.
And I don't think he will.
I don't think he will.
I doubt he'll ever put a video
on that.
That
was really
like
him?
Oh, that was Russell Wilson. Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
And that was also A.J. Brown.
the more
I hear it, the A-O-K is, or A-O is not terrible. I don't think it's going to work. It's not going to stick.
Yeah.
But the 1K thing doesn't just make any sense at all. Who's thinking that as they watch him?
The whole idea is just desperate. Like, what are you doing?
Well, so he's been here for years. He's been to the Super Bowl twice. Now we're going to do a nickname?
Yeah, it's got to happen naturally.
It does. It's not going to work out.
It's got to be organic, right?
It does. All right, so speaking of things working out, at one point early in the beginning of the 2000s, you may have thought that one day Hugh Douglas would be a top five Eagle of the 25 years. I think we all realize he's not. Ruben, how many names until you got to Hugh Douglas's name? 20, 30, 25?
Yeah,
you know,
the thing about Hugh, and I covered all of Hugh's games here, uh-huh. and all he had a really good year in 98.
He did.
And that hurts him because he doesn't get credit for that.
Doesn't count.
12 and a half sacks, made the Pro Bowl.
Sorry, Hugh.
So he only had 2 double-digit sack seasons after 2000. And he was really good. He had some injuries. He also had a 9-sack season. I mean, he would made 3 Pro Bowls since 2000. So he'd be in the mix, probably top 25.
Top 25 of the last 25. We could sneak you in there?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, let me look at mine. So I have the 5 here, 6, 7, 8, Deshaun 9. I wrote AJ 10. I think you're about right on that. So I probably wrote down 20 names, no Hugh Douglas. If we keep working through it a little bit, I think it's fair. I mean, we could put up a poll. Does Hugh Douglas deserve any consideration for a top 5 Eagle over the last 25 years? I want to see where the people come in on this. 215-592-9494. Mario in Pottstown. Hey, Mario.
Hey, what's up? How are you guys? And I hope you're having a good week.
Oh, we are, Mario. What's up, buddy? What are you thinking?
So I'm thinking, obviously, Jalen Hurts should definitely be on there. I was also thinking about another list, too, of what if we did, like, staff? Like just Eagle staff, top 5. We have Big Dom on there, do you think?
You know what? Now he might be. So Eagle staff right now, Sirianni, Fangio, Petula.
Just team employees. I don't know enough about Petula yet,
okay.
His play call.
Yeah, Petula hasn't coached a game.
We're doing quarter century staff?
I mean,
Jim Johnson,
century, yeah.
Andy,
yeah.
And
how about
Joe Banner?
How about current staff? Howie, Sirianni, Fangio.
Does Lurie count?
Lurie, Big Dom.
I think Big Dom should be on there because, I mean, he actually really fills a important role of, you know, kind of going through the...
Well, he has a headset now, too.
The draft picks. And he's a coach.
Yeah. He's a coach?
Well, he's on the coaching staff.
Wait, we might have left off... Did we leave off Stoutland?
We did.
He got to be
on. Yeah.
So, sorry, Big Dom.
Yeah.
I apologize.
He have to be on there. You can't keep...
Who's Stout or Big Dom?
Big Dom's got to be on there.
Over Stout?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
No, right, no.
Maybe
no,
not. No. Now, who do you have?
Sirianni, Fangio, Howie.
Yeah.
So So we
Lurie
Stoutland. Stoutland.
Yeah.
There's no spot for Big Dom.
No, I guess not.
Yeah, he gets these six.
Big Dom or Sirianni, who makes the list? Oh, we're not knocking off Lurie or Howie, right? Like, or Fangio. Those are important. I'm just saying. Go ahead, Mario.
And then I was wondering, too. I was thinking, where do you guys rank Michael Vick? I haven't heard his name pop up at all on this radio station at all, one time. Would you guys rank him? Is he even in the top 25?
Well, that's so the if we went all the way to 25, if we played it out, his one 2010 year,
that was it.
But yeah. it was electric. I mean, it was for a short burst. It was as electric as any quarterback play we've seen.
Till he tried to throw the ball to Riley Cooper with Tremone Williams covered him in the end zone on first and 10 from the 35-yard line.
You know, I remember watching that game thinking the winner of this game could get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And obviously Green Bay did, and the Eagles did not. But that game was close, Ruben. The Eagles could have won that game.
They should have won it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Mary, he was awesome. I just think he didn't do it for long enough. Even if he had one more year, I think it would have been something to kind of get our mind going on it.
Yeah. 20-20 as Eagles quarterback. Hey, it was exciting. Top five exciting players, you put them on there.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Those were my two big ones, and I just want to say I'm a big Giants fan, so go Big Blue. You guys are going to have a problem this year.
Oh, yeah.
No, come on, Mario.
Wow, so scared.
Mario, how many games are they going to win? Three, four, five?
How am I going to get to sleep tonight?
No, yeah. We're going to the Super Bowl this year, guys.
Mario. Russell Wilson is the quarterback right now. Mario, we appreciate it. It's the one thing that with the Giants, like, it's been years since you even consider them. Even the year they played here three years ago now in the playoffs, I didn't even consider them a threat in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't been a threat in 15 years. A legitimate threat in 15 years.
Yeah.
Right, that was last Super Bowl, 11, 10? Yeah,
2011.
Yeah, whatever that was.
And they were a wild card team.
Yeah.
They weren't even a great team.
Where were they in 13?
13? I think they were like a middling team. 2013, you're saying?
Yeah. I thought there was a year they had, like, Brandon Marshall and OBJ. And...
Oh, the 16 of the boat?
Maybe I was 16.
The boat.
Okay.
Ben
McAdoo. Yeah, okay. That was 16.
They were a playoff team that year, right? That
was 11-5.
That was Wentz's first year, Wentz and Doug's first year?
Yeah, okay.
I think the Eagles beat him here on a Thursday night late in the season. It was I remember the game well. Wentz played really well and had a run late in the game. I think the Eagles won or lost close.
Yeah, 11-5. It was the boat year, and they lost in the wild card round.
Maybe the Eagles lost the game here late, but it was pretty close. They played them tight. Dwayne and Pensacola. What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Dwayne?
Good, Dwayne. What's up?
Hey, I want to push back on one thing. First of all, if you would allow me, I'd like to thank all of the WIP listeners who are disabled veterans. Just had them on my mind. Going back to what you said about a quarterback in the division that wasn't MVP caliber.
Yeah, like the last time we had to deal, like the Eagles had to deal with an MVP caliber quarterback in the division. It's been, I can't think of one. I mean,
I can tell you 2 years ago, it was Dak Prescott. I believe he came second in the voting overall, and he lost it in the last few weeks.
Okay, you're right. He did have a very good year. I guess I never think of him that way in totality, but
yeah,
you're right. You're right. 2 years ago, he had a very good season.
He really did. Now, to the question at hand was... where do we place what the conversation was about the quarterbacks, right?
Well, yeah. Does Jalen Hurts belong in the top five Eagles last 25 years?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I would say give him a couple more years, definitely, because once again, the longevity, what he's done is unmistakable. I always thought highly of him. I happen to be a Cowboy fan, but we're talking about football talk, so let's keep it like that. And yeah, I think if he keeps doing what he's been doing, I think Jalen Hurts has been a victim of the syndrome of winning, not in spite of, but because of mentality. Like you said, for the last few years, the Eagles have been viewed as a predominant power in the NFL and going into the season again. So I think somehow to the powers that be, that has a factor. If it's right or wrong.
I think it does. I think it gets in people's heads that this team around him is great, so he doesn't have to generally be great to win. Whether that's true or not, and Dwayne, we preached a phone call, I think it gets in people's heads when they make these lists. By the way, early voting, does Hugh Douglas deserve consideration for the top 10 Eagles of the quarter century? Kyle, I'm seeing more yes votes than I anticipated.
I was 31% yes. That's a lot of yeses.
No
for
shot.
Hugh's not here today. You don't need to kiss his ass.
Yeah. And we'll tell him what everyone said, and he's probably listening. Wherever
he
is.
He's been texting in.
Yeah, okay, yeah, he's got trying
to come up with a list of 25 who would be ahead of him.
I think we could do it. All right, hold on.
25 defenders.
I got 21.
All right, so I'm going to throw some names at you. Tell me if they're already on your list. Shady.
Shady's on the list.
Obviously, Peter. Deshaun.
Yes.
AJ Brown.
Yes.
Malcolm.
Yes.
Trent Cole.
Yes.
Ertz.
Yes.
Foles. Foles has to be
on. I don't
over.
Have him on the list, but he's got to be on here. Sorry, Hugh.
T.O.
T.O. That's a funny one because, you know, they weren't exactly best of friends. Mm-hmm. Hugh, what do you think? You should put T.O.? Yeah, I put T.O. ahead of him.
Didn't you punch T.O. in the face in the locker room?
Saquon.
I can't put him on yet. Oh, top 25? Yeah, let's do it.
Slay.
Slay's on the list.
So what are we at? Like in the 20s?
That's like 26.
Oh, so then Hugh's not a top 25 wow. Eagle last 25
oh,
years.
Hugh.
Poor guy. He's getting cooked.
I got Westbrook, AJ, Cole, Brandon Brooks, Troy Vincent.
Brandon Brooks is over Hugh. Sorry, Hugh. I mean, it's just
Sproles.
Sproles is not over Hugh.
Oh, yeah. Sproles is fun, though.
Sproles is fun. I mean, wait a second.
Sproles is pretty good.
Here's
some bad teams.
The sack on Sean King was in the 2000s. I mean, that Sproles doesn't have that moment. I mean, like, just that, I got to put him over Darren Sproles.
Right,
when was the last time you heard the cut of Madden and Summerall? Or do we have Merrill? We have Madden.
It's Madden and Summerall.
Madden and Summerall describing the hit on Sean King. Have you heard it recently?
I have not heard it recently.
Let's hear it.
King drops the throw. And it's hit just as he let the ball go, or did he let it go? This might be the Eagles' ball. I think it is.
I'll tell you, Hugh Douglas came from that backside and really unloaded on Sean King. George Hegeman is number 78. He's pointing the other way, hoping it is that ball.
It's the Philadelphia Eagles' ball.
Because that was his man.
For two things every time we play it. One, I love Madden and Summerall. I'll just hear them again. Two, the roar of the vet is so loud in that cut.
Yeah.
Just like stands out.
And Madden got a little excited.
Yeah, it's an all-time call.
My favorite Hugh Douglas moment was in the Chicago playoff game in 2001 on Jim Miller. It was when Jim Miller, Jim Miller, right?
Yeah, threw the pick.
Got kicked off by Damon Moore.
And then Hugh buried him in the ground.
And Hugh's quote was, "I told him don't move. He moved. The rest is history."
Yes.
It's poetic. It's just beautiful.
If you asked me to describe what Hugh may have said in that moment, that it would have been something like that.
I told him, don't move.
And he moved.
He moved.
And he it's one of those NFL plays that is so, it shows the difference of the game now. I just don't think a defensive end takes a quarterback out like that these days. They just probably don't even look at him.
Well, he got fined for that.
Yeah.
And then he appealed it and won. And they rescinded the fine.
That also sounds like Hugh trying to get his money back.
That's right.
Yeah, upset he lost money. That sounds just like the Hugh Douglas I know. Jason's in Swedesboro. What's up, Jason?
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Hey, Jason. What's up?
Listen, I know you guys are a bit confused, about Jalen being on 9, but I'm not confused when it said, GMs, analysts, and scouts and all that, because, guys, majority of GMs don't win a Super Bowl. I mean, how many GMs got 2 Super Bowls? How many got 1? Am I surprised that they don't know how to evaluate a quarterback to win them a Super Bowl?
Well, but
no!
But maybe they do know what they're evaluating. Like, they're not dummies. I mean, just because they don't win the Super Bowl doesn't mean they're dummies.
Are you sure, Joe?
Well, it depends. Joe. Some teams have dummies running the team, but for the most part, these guys are pretty smart.
See, I don't know. I think we've got the benefit of having Howie Roseman for so long that we really, truly forget what a dumb GM looks like. Like, we can look at Daryl Morey. We've got him in our city. Like, we can admit to ourselves that even though these people have college degrees in these fields and they've been experienced, they're not the smartest at what they do. They just have a lot of networking ability. They have a good name, and they've done things before.
So can I
think Jason's on something. Yeah, go ahead.
But can I just present maybe an alternative way of thinking?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah,
Could you consider, maybe they're dumb, like you're right, maybe some of these GMs are just not good and these scouts are not good at what they do. There's also the element of maybe like we're living in it. We love Jalen Hurts. He won the Super Bowl and we want to believe he's higher than the people in the NFL do. You see that side of it too?
I can see that side of it too. But I could see that if it was like the only one above him was like Jaden Daniels and like Matt Stafford. Because those are two quarterbacks that I could see GMs going like, yeah, those are two quarterbacks I could see more likely winning a Super Bowl.
So what is it, Herbert? Is it Herbert the one that has you?
It's Herbert.
It's Herbert.
It's Herbert and Goff. It's Herbert and Goff.
Herbert one. Let me present it this way. I think the Herbert one, I understand your gripe. I will say, last year for the majority of the season, I thought Goff played better. Now Goff played bad in the playoff game, right? He got picked off once or twice, and they got knocked out. And Jalen obviously won the Super Bowl. But I thought the regular season last year, Goff was very good. I don't think it's crazy if we're basing it on the last year's regular season. Goff was in the MVP discussion.
I want to bring up one game for Jared Goff, which pretty much threw him out of the MVP.
The five-pick game against the Houston.
But it wasn't the fact that he threw the five picks. It was the fact
they
that
won.
He threw the five picks and they won.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, you can't be MVP if you're winning and you throw five picks. It's very clear your team is the reason you're winning and it's not you. Like, people want to talk about, oh, Jalen had Saquon. They don't want to talk about how Jared Goff had David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs behind a phenomenal.
Jason, I actually think they're similar and they're stylistically different, right? Like Jalen's a runner and Goff's like the classic pocket guy. But I actually think they're similar. I think they're both really good. I think that you could win with both of them. You have to have a different style team. And clearly they both play with really good teams right now, like a lot around them, O-line, running game. I actually think that those two should be ranked near each other, whether it's like 5 or 6, 6 or 7.
If Jalen Hurts had 3 interceptions in his 1 playoff game and they lost at home,
Oh, my God. He'd be crucified.
He wouldn't be in the top 10. Jared Goff throws three interceptions at home as the number one seed against Washington.
Yep.
Yep, Ruben.
And he's ahead of Jalen? It makes no sense.
Now, just before I'm done, just real quick on Jared Goff.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Jared Goff go to a Super Bowl, and he scored 3 points. We've seen Jalen go to a Super Bowl twice, and he scored 35-plus both times. That's all I got to say when it comes to who I want Jared Goff.
Yeah, he did not play well in that Super Bowl against the Patriots in 18.
You got it, Jason. We appreciate it. So when I did my list, I ranked Hurts right above Goff. But I think there's something to both of them play on really good teams. Right? Like, you can make the case they're not the best player on their own teams, maybe their own offenses. Like, you could say Gibbs is the best player in Detroit now, or Brown's obviously a great receiver. Like, and I could see them playing this year in the postseason. The Lions come here, I think, in November. That's going to be a huge game. I actually think those two near each other on the list is interesting to me. The Herbert thing is what I think bothers the most people, because he's stunk in two playoff games, and I think there's a perception that Herbert's great and he hasn't accomplished really much at all yet.
Yeah, no, he's never won a playoff game. I think I would have Jalen ahead of Goff, Herbert, and Jaden Daniels. Those are the three.
You'd have him five then.
Yeah.
But do we all, I think there's an agreement that the top four, in whatever order you want to put them, have done it for a long enough time that they're the four best quarterbacks.
Yeah. And, you know, Goff's like, he's going to be 31 in October.
Yep.
Like, he's not a kid.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. His best days could well be.
He was drafted with Wentz.
Yeah.
I mean, right? They were 1-2.
16. Yeah.
I do wonder how he ages. I mean, you would think he'd age okay,
Wentz
right?
Wentz is still playing well.
Well. Wentz is not aged well.
What's he up to?
We don't know. Let's go to Frank in Philly said he was there for the Hughes sack of Sean King. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I was there in that game. I was one of probably, 2,000 that were there intermittently. And, yeah, when that sack happened, you know, you had everybody that was an Eagles fan standing up, and we were getting taunted a little bit by the Bears fans. One of the biggest things I remember is riding the bus into Soldier Field. I had a 9-year-old kid staring at me, and I had my Eagles hat on, and he just gave me the dirtiest look. And I looked at him, I said, buddy, I get it. I totally get it. And I appreciated him for giving me that look, actually.
You know, that's amazing you were there, because, like, you know, we could talk about all the games here in Philadelphia, but to be there at that Soldier Field game, that was the day that it felt like the Eagles went to a different level with Reed, right? They got to the title game, they beat the Bears in Chicago, Hugh Berry's Jim Miller.
I was at that point, and I was like, I got to get tickets to this game, and the tickets then were, I sat 5-10 rows in the end zone, and it was like $200 a ticket. I drove out overnight, 10.5 hours, stayed overnight, had lunch, came back home, and
it was super cold that day.
It was the coldest I've ever been in my life.
That was a Saturday afternoon playoff.
It was late afternoon.
Yeah,
and I believe that's when they started dismantling the stadium right after the game.
Oh, wow,
because they played the next year in Champaign.
Yep.
In fact, they were already working on it when we left the stadium.
Wow.
They were already, like, drilling and hammering.
That's wild. Frank, you have Hurts as a top five Eagle last 25 years?
Yeah, I do. I don't know how Jay doesn't have Dawkins. I think he's a little bit crazy having Shady on his list. I mean, you know, I'm a little torn between the offensive line people. Like, when you look at Runyon was a big part of those teams back in those years. You got to look at Kelsey. I don't look at Fletch. I look at Lane if I look at anything, but we can't be like the afternoon show and throw in the offensive line as one category.
No,
so.
Frank, I can't. I still can't believe they did that. It was such a cop out to the top 11. You can't do that.
Yeah, for sure. And you got to give people their rights. And, you know, while we had a lot of good players on those teams, and, you know, T.O. unfortunately was only here a couple of years. And, you know, you got to look at Westbrook too. I mean, Westbrook was a huge part of those teams. So, if anybody, I put Westbrook in the top five with Hurts, McNabb, and you got to go Kelsey, and you got to go Dawkins. I mean, that would be my top five if I was looking at
it. Well, that's a unique one. Frank, appreciate it. He went more offense.
No Lane.
But he went with the skill guys. And the first time Westbrook's name came up, Westbrook obviously didn't have a super long run. Most running backs don't. But he had some special seasons
He sure did.
Yeah.
Runyon's a name I didn't have on. So Runyon's now in the top 25, so he just knocked you out.
Yeah, I don't even know if he was going to be top 30 by the end of the show. We got Westbrook. We got Runyon. You had Trey in there?
I got Trey. Trey, you know, Trey's another one, man. He was great.
Yes.
98 now. He was drafted in 98. But he made three Pro Bowls since 2000. Mm. He was a really good player.
Yeah, he was in trouble on this list.
You got to ding him for having one of his best seasons before the quarter century.
Not smart
football.
And the year in Jacksonville.
Should have saved it.
The gap year in Jacksonville kills him. Right?
It really
because
does.
Because he wasn't part of the 03 Eagles. They got back to the title game. He was hanging out in Jacksonville for a year.
You can't take a gap year in Jacksonville.
You cannot. And still make this list.
Does she do anything for us?
215-592-9494.
Made some money, though.
That's why he went. All right. Top five Eagles last 25 years. Who's on your list? It's quarter century week. And does Jalen Hurts belong? A lot of great Eagles to pick from. We want five. Plus, when we come back, we'll go on a blind date with a Phillies trade candidate as we try to finish the Phillies roster. Kyle will throw numbers and a profile at us, and we'll say, do we want this player or not on the Phillies? That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's do that. Let's make a deal for the Phillies. We are 16 days away from the MLB trade deadline. Ruben Frank in for Hugh today, Midday Show. So let's make a deal here. Kyle's going to give us a blind resume of a potential trade target for the Phillies. And based on that, we'll decide, do we want the player? Kyle, what do we got today?
I got for you today a switch-hitting 30-year-old outfielder.
Not many switch hitters left these days.
Some interesting splits to this guy that I'll get to in a little bit. He is a career 271 batting average guy.
Okay.
804 OPS. Tends to hit about 25 home runs a season. I think that's what you would average it out to when you look through some of his best years, at least over the last few years. Now, he's not having a good year.
Okay.
Like, I would say maybe not at all, especially by his standards. So in 2025, he's batting .225, 656 OPS.
It's pretty bad. Like, yeah. That's worse than Kepler bat.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Kepler's got a worse average and probably slightly worse OPS. But he's down there, right? 10 home runs this season. Now, a little bit better versus lefties than he is by righties. 775 OPS against lefties, 613 OPS versus righties.
What did he do last year? Are we in a decline, or is this just a tough first half and maybe he's still good?
So he's 30 years old. I would say, trying to look at some of these. So I'm not sure. I think it's early enough on in his career to where you could say, is this just a down year? Or it's because he didn't decline since then.
Okay.
I mean, he had, let's see. Yeah, he was pretty steady the past few years. Actually, last season was probably, he was an all-star last season and had not been the previous two seasons before then.
Okay.
Now, here's another interesting split. He has not played well away from home, like, at all.
Mm.
At all.
And this would obviously be a different home for him.
Yes, it would. So his batting average dips by 20 points. His OPS dipped by almost 200.
Ooh, that's not good.
From home to away.
Wow.
Yep. Now he recently signed a long-term deal with the team that he is on, and he's not going to be a free agent until the year 2032.
Wow.
When he'll be 37 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
I'm out.
Now,
I'm out.
He does have a no-trade clause.
He has a no-trade clause?
He does have a no-trade clause.
What kind of dumb team's giving this guy a no-trade clause?
But
I mean, he was an all-star last year. When did he sign the contract?
It was, it was 2023. So the year, I think actually the year before he was an all-star. So they got pretty good, you know, at least they thought.
Right.
Last season, they got pretty good value out of that. He's not making like a ton of money. It's just a pretty long extension. Now, he had said that he would waive his no-trade clause, but not for these teams. The Yankees, the Dodgers, the Mets, the Blue Jays, the Giants, and the Padres.
So he doesn't want to win?
Well,
I mean, they're mostly good teams.
That either says something about those teams or it says something about the Phillies that he doesn't view us as a serious contender.
Wait, so he would
waive it for the Phillies. I mean, he did not at least put us on that list.
That's what I mean. But the teams he doesn't want to go to mostly are pretty good.
Yankees, Dodgers, Mets, Jays, Giants, Padres.
So he doesn't want to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
it's
out.
An interesting case.
What,
is he on a bad? He's on a bad.
He's
team
on
now.
A terrible team. Yeah, and they are. Just to help you out, maybe you can guess the name. Is on the NL Central.
I think I know who it is.
I think do too.
Okay, let's. I want to see if Rube can guess it here.
Brian Reynolds.
It is Brian.
That was my thought.
Yeah.
I don't want him.
Well, 3 years ago, I would have been really excited about this.
Yeah,
because he seemed like he was an ascending.
Well,
player.
Last year.
Yeah, I mean, an all-star game. Yeah. I think at one point he got MVP votes. This was probably a while ago, early in his career. Yeah, I just 225, 656 OPS, 10 home runs. I think the Phillies could do better than Brian Reynolds.
I would tend to agree.
Yeah.
It's funny, though, because when you put the resume out there, you're like, oh, hell no. But like, if you're just more of a casual watcher and you're like, what about trading for Brian Reynolds? You might be like, yeah.
Well, the first thing you said, an 804 career OPS, if he was that now, that would be probably the second or third best hitter on the team.
Right. I mean, that's...
You take a chance you get that player?
Right. The home away splits is a little bit worrisome.
Well, that is odd. Yeah. The other thing is that contract. So you're right. It's not super expensive, but you're locked in until, what, 2031 or whatever it is?
Yeah, that I think... That's
it's a red flag.
It's putting your eggs in the basket a little bit too much because, I mean, I think the best thing about the Phillies this season is that they're not, like, besides Nola, Turner, Harper, they're not, like, overly committed to a bunch of guys long-term. And this would definitely be another long-term commitment.
So I'm a no unless they just give him to the Phillies. Like, they just say, we don't want the contract anymore. If you give us just a C-level prospect, you can have
him. Right. It makes me wonder what his value is in the trade market, though. Because of the long contract, he's 30, not having a good year. But
Wow, he's 30? So he's going to be like 36, 37 at the end of this?
He will be 37 by the time his contract's
up. Oh, my goodness. The Pirates are a bad organization.
And that's the point that caller was making about GMs being dumb.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
different sport.
Yeah.
But there are dumb ones. I mean, that's the truth. All right. So we're both out on Brian Reynolds?
I think I'm
out on Brian Reynolds. All right. We're out today on the trade candidate. Dud, even though his career OPS is pretty darn good. 215-592-9494. All right. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we are going to give away a pair of tickets to see the Phillies and the Red Sox Tuesday, July 22nd, so a week from tonight, 6:45 first pitch. It's Y2K Retro Night, which also makes me feel old that we're doing Retro Night for Y2K, celebrating the year 2000. John LeClair, Mark Jackson, and 94 WIP's very own Ike Reese will be changing a base during the third inning. Do you think they're going to change the same base? Like, they need all three of them, or they're going to get their own base? Okay. After the game, fans can stay for a free concert performed by Nelly from the Infield Dirt. This is quite a night.
Nelson Aguilar is going to do a concert?
I'd go for that. Tickets and information, visit phillies.com. 1 o'clock, we'll give them away. We'll tell you how you could win these tickets. We'll play a little game called Stump the Rube at 1 o'clock. All right, Rob, not Rube. Rube's here, Rob's there. Rob in Delco is up. Hey, Rob.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Rob?
Listen, I don't know if Rube will say this, but Joe, I think you're going to lose your mind if you hear what I have to say. You might be calling me idiot, dope. I know Kyle will, but I could care less because I'm one of the biggest Hurts backers in the city, and I'm going to tell you why, Joe. I'm going to give you my top five and then two hypotheticals, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Top five, I got Hurts 1, McNabb 2, Kelce 3, Dalk 4, and Saquon 5. And I think Rube mentioned that a little bit earlier because it kind of took my thunder a little bit. But I think he could easily go into a top five Eagle of all time, Joe, in the next year or so. If he stacked a couple monumental seasons like he just had this past season, maybe not 2000, of course. But, you know, I think he's going to end up in the top five.
Before you go on, here's what I'll say about Saquon with that. If Saquon puts two more of these special seasons together, you could start saying he's one of the greatest players to ever wear the uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a fair thing to say. Like, Reggie White's one of the best players to ever wear the uniform. Like, you can go through the five or six best just people to... I would say T.O. is one of the greatest players to ever wear, but obviously he only wore it for 1 year. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of a different kind of list, Rob, but I understand your point.
I just can't put him at one or two because I think the quarterback position is just the hardest position in all sports and what's expected, what's demanded. No matter what Saquon does, I can never put him ahead of the quarterback, but, you know, that's just me. But, yeah, I think he's obviously a special player. Here's my two hypotheticals, okay, Jay? You ready?
Ready.
First one, there's a very – Hurts has played the biggest in the biggest moments, right? The two NFC Championship games he's been in and the two Super Bowls, right? Arguably, in the Super Bowl he lost, he could have won MVP, correct?
Yes.
Very easy, right? So he's – and I made this argument with you and Kyle. I don't think the gap, not between Hurts and Mahomes, but – between Mahomes and everybody else is as great as what people think. Because here's my point, Joe. He looked awful in two of the five Super Bowls. Mediocre. He looked below average, okay? So I think that's a huge knock on him. You know he's been to five. Hurts has been to two, okay? So here's my hypothetical. If they meet again in the Super Bowl and Hurts outplays him for a third time in a row, okay, in the Super Bowl, the following season, would you put him ahead of Mahomes?
That's quite a hypothetical.
It is quite a hypothetical.
It's a realistic hypothetical because two-thirds of it's happened already.
Okay, it is. It would also require the Eagles getting to another Super Bowl, right? Which means he's got to play at Mahomes. Well, yeah, that you could almost pencil in because they just go over a year.
But he's shown some decline.
So I will say this, Rob, before I answer your hypothetical, I do think, Rube, the gap between Mahomes and the rest of the top five is smaller now than it has been in a while. Four years ago, I thought the gap between Mahomes and whatever 2, 3, 4 was pretty huge. Even when Rodgers was still in an MVP, even when Brady was still in the league, I just thought he was so much above. He's not. I still rank him one, but I think you're right. The gap between Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar, Hurts, it's not as big as it was, Rube, 4 years ago. It's changed.
No, I think so. I mean, his last 2 years, he's been really good, but, you know, 25 interceptions, 53 touchdowns the last 2 years. That's not my number one quarterback in the NFL.
It's not dominant. It's not as dominant week to week as it used to be. Now, Rob, you're hypothetical. Let's play it out. Jalen Hurts and the Eagles and the Chiefs meet again in the Super Bowl. Jalen.
And he outplays him clearly again, Joe. He's outplayed him twice.
And they win again? Eagles win again?
Yes.
I'll put him ahead of him. Well, how does Mahomes play in that game?
That's a fair question. Does Mahomes play great too, and Jalen just outduels him, or does Mahomes get smacked around again?
Now we got to get smacked around again. He doesn't play great. He plays okay.
I'm not talking about garbage time last 4 minutes down 40 points.
Yeah, I don't count those points.
I'm not counting that.
Yeah, those touchdowns didn't count by the Chiefs at the end.
I mean, if Mahomes has another year like he had the last 2 years, a lot of interceptions, not as many touchdowns, not quite as efficient, and then Jalen outplays him in a Super Bowl and wins again, I'm putting Jalen ahead of Mahomes, sure.
Yeah, I mean, Rob, if Jalen wins back-to-back Super Bowls and has been in three of the last four and outplays him again, it's going to be very challenging not to put him at the top of the league. I mean, that's just –
It's going to happen. It's going to happen, Jalen. Here's my last hypothetical.
I think it's going to happen.
I think it's going to happen, too. And here's my last hypothetical. And rightly so, Jalen gets dinged a little because – best offensive line in football, arguably. Best running back in football. Arguably the best set of wide receivers and tight end when he plays in the league.
Yep,
okay?
certainly the receivers, but yep.
Okay, now do we knock Mahomes? Like if Mahomes, you put Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and substitute out Mahomes and put those guys in, are the Kansas City Chiefs just as successful as they are with those guys than they are without Mahomes?
I don't think so.
Oh, Joe.
I don't think so.
He's been good the last 2 years, Joe. He's thrown a ton of picks. He looked lost in that Super Bowl.
But one thing I think it's fair to note, when he plays those guys in the AFC playoffs, he always seems to outplay them. They make a mistake he doesn't make, especially Lamar. I mean, Lamar seems to. Look, I've come around on Lamar being a great player because I used to be skeptical. He's obviously great. But Lamar does make a lot of mistakes in big games. He fumbles. He will choke. I mean, 2 years ago in the title game in Baltimore, they were 4.5-point favorites at home, and he choked it away.
Mahomes didn't win that game. Their defense won that game.
No, but he made some throws. He made a throw late to ice the game.
Jalen gets knocked for that, Joe. Jalen gets knocked for that. He don't play great the whole game. He makes a couple throws.
Yeah.
He gets carried, right? Come on, you got to use the same criteria for all.
But I don't think that the current iteration of the Chiefs has that much great offense around him.
Like they have none.
I mean, like it's an old Kelsey. I like Pacheco, but he was banged up last year.
He's supposed to uplift everybody else, Joe. He walks on water.
But he does. But isn't that what he's doing? Uplifting everyone else. They won 15 games.
The defense has carried them the last several years, going to the playoffs and the Super Bowl more than Mahomes has carried them.
But they don't get to a Super Bowl if Patrick Mahomes isn't the quarterback, though.
Is Joe Burrow the quarterback?
Maybe, probably. Yeah, we're talking about the other elite quarterbacks, though.
But it seems like, Mahomes and then there's everybody else. I don't think it's like that anymore.
I agree with you. The gap is closing. And Rob, good phone call.
Maybe not right now, but I still think when, the dust settles and we look back 5 years from now.
Oh, it's Mahomes, yeah.
Right, and, and that's also where you have to factor in the resume as a part of it. The guy's never not been to an AFC championship game as a starter.
It is pretty remarkable when you say
insane.
That. I mean,
he's won all of them but one.
Right.
Yeah,
and the one was to the other guy that you could potentially say is the GOAT, Tom Brady.
21.
Well, he lost to Burrow, too, at home.
Well, right. Okay.
He lost two at home. Yeah.
Right.
But weren't those both overtime games? I think he lost in overtime.
He's
never
never lost in regulation in the AFC Championship
game. So the earliest his season has ended is overtime of the AFC Championship game since 2018. Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
So if he goes to a Super Bowl and doesn't play that well, I mean, he's just been to so many of them and won so many of them.
It would be six.
It would be six.
But you know what I did think changed this Super Bowl? The trajectory of him overtaking Brady as the GOAT really took a hit. Brady never got blown out, and now he's been blown out twice.
Yeah.
Brady's never looked that bad in the Super Bowl.
And now Mahomes has looked that bad twice in the Super Bowl. I do think that conversation, because that was a thing heading into the game this year. Like, if Mahomes wins, can we see the horizon where he overtakes Brady? That took a big hit. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
And Mahomes will be 30 next month.
Yes, and we'll see how he ages.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Terrence.
Joe, Kyle, Rube, what's up, man?
Hey, Terrence, what's up, buddy?
I'm good, man. I had to stop my treadmill real quick. But listen here, man. I heard you guys talking about Patrick Mahomes. So, you guys saying he's the greatest quarterback right now playing, right? So
I still think he's the number one quarterback in the league, yeah.
Okay, but Joe, is the pressure starting to get to him, trying to carry these teams? Like, if you're the best quarterback above everybody else, you're supposed to be able to carry your team in these big moments, and he hasn't done that. And last two Super Bowls, he hasn't looked not even subpar. He's been the defense, like you said, Rupert said, the defense has won a game for him.
Well, I mean, hold on a second. Last year, obviously, he got beat around. I mean,
he played well in the 49ers.
Yeah,
Super
I mean, he went down the field in overtime and won the game against the 49ers.
Yeah, but here's my thing. Okay, so we're waiting the quarterback. First of all, I would definitely put Jalen Hurts in my top 25 of all time because he's been to the last three Super Bowls, man. And McNabb hasn't done that. You know, we got one from Foles, but so far the most consistent at winning those things and getting the best performances, the winning percentage, has been Jalen Hurts. And my thing is, Joe, I disagree. Him and Goff aren't the same. Goff is a choke artist. Josh Allen is a choke artist. Lamar Jackson is a choke artist in the playoffs. When the moment gets the brightest, these quarterbacks are they're way above Hurts. They all choke. And Hurts, he don't choke. And Herbert, he's a bum. This guy, he had Tyler around him before. When he gets to the playoffs, you saw what he does also. When the pressure gets too big, when the book gets out on you, same thing as Jalen Daniels. He has enough tape on him right now that we can't anoint this kid number five, because in the second year, there's going to be tape on this kid, and I guarantee you he's not going to have the same explosive year when the guys watch his tendencies. They watch what he does during the season. And his only plus that he had, Cliff Kingsbury, I think that was a huge plus for him in his first season, because
yep.
He's a hell of a coordinator. So that was a plus for him. So I don't know what Jalen Hurts has to do in his own city to be recognized. Does he have to win another Super Bowl for his guy to get, you know, put up there with the top quarterback? What does he have to do, him and Sirianni, to get the respect out of his own fans? Because to me, Jalen Hurts has been, out of all the quarterbacks, he's been the most dominant. I know the last year, the year before last, he had that little start during the season. But this guy's winning percentage is off the charts. Only him and Mahomes have the top winning percentage right now of all the quarterbacks playing today.
Well, since he's became the starter, all they do is win. I mean, that's accurate, Terrence. You go back to playoffs, you know, Super Bowls, and all that. Terrence, appreciate the phone call. I mean, the choker thing is interesting because, I think Jalen has played great in the two Super Bowls. I think we all see that, but he's also he was allowed a hiccup against the Rams, Rube, and other quarterbacks, if they play like Jalen did against the Rams, may not have been allowed the hiccup. I mean, Jalen didn't play well in that Rams game.
No.
He took 7 sacks, right? They threw the ball for 120 yards. He did run for the touchdown in the first quarter, which was obviously a huge play early. But, like, you know, we were discussing Jalen Carter in the break. If Carter doesn't sack Matthew Stafford, none of this might – this whole conversation today is totally different. It's almost like if Julio Jones caught the ball in the end zone, then Nick Foles – like, both of those guys were allowed a mulligan in the divisional round, and then they went on to dominate.
I have a theory about that play.
With the Julio one or
the
Stafford?
Julio play. And I should have asked him that while he was here, but I didn't. I think even if he caught it, he's coming down out of bounds.
He may have.
If you watch it, I just watched it because I was.
Now I got to pull it up.
Yeah, we pull up the video and who's the? It was Jalen
Mills.
Jalen Mills. Too many Jalens in the conversation. Jalen Mills just kind of got in his way.
I thought he also missed time the jumper. Maybe he was.
Julio might have. Yeah.
Matt Ryan waited a long time to throw it up.
Yeah,
I'm watching it now. Let's see this. You might be right.
Yeah, I think he comes down out of bounds.
You might be right on that. His right foot was very close to the line.
Because I've seen that and I thought that before.
Yeah.
Do we think that he makes a more concerted effort to put his feet in bounds if he knows the ball's in his hands?
Well, that's a fair point.
Could be.
Like maybe he gave up on.
But like his motion was heading out of bounds,
right.
Out of the side of the end zone.
His momentum was definitely carrying him out of bounds. But like I wonder if, because these guys. They're like ballerinas on the sideline.
Well, he was also the best receiver in the world
right.
at the time. I mean, the year before he had, you know, one of the best years of all time. Yeah, you might be right on that. Maybe he would have come down differently with the ball in his hands. Joe and Mayfair is up. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you, man?
Good, Joe. What's up?
Always a pleasure. Love you. Love all your articles, Ruben. And
thank you.
Past and print and online. Julio, this whole station is. I am a huge, huge Jalen Hurts fan, but I don't have him in my top five. And it's not a knock on Jalen because I love him to death. And he wins another one or has another late season run, I would have him in my top five. But you got to go with the Kelce, Dawkins. I don't put Lane in there. I actually put DG over Lane for all-time Eagle. Lane's also between 6 and 10. But I am going to put someone in there that we take for granted in this town, and it's the most – easy position to change in the NFL. It's the most vilified position in the NFL besides quarterback, and that's your kicker.
Are you putting Jake Elliott in?
100%, and you can laugh, but I'll explain to you. I'm going to explain to you why. 2017 does not happen without Jake Elliott, 63-yarder against the Giants at home. That kick changed the entire season to get to that point. The game against the Rams this past year in the snow he kicks 4 for 4 field goals. We don't win that game unless Jake Elliott is 4 for 4. And by the way, in his postseason, and Ruben loves numbers, 27 of 28 field goals in postseason history for Jake Elliott.
Yeah, he just missed the one last year, but he's been so clutch. And plus, the two in the Super Bowl in the fourth quarter in 17,
100%.
What, a 42 and a 46, I believe, as a rookie, making those two just unbelievably high leverage kicks in the fourth quarter of a Super Bowl.
I mean, how about, and you have other, you have two other games, Rube. You have the most spectacular mano a mano with Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts at the link, where Elliott nails in the worst weather you could possibly have in the fourth quarter, downpour, rain, windy, kicks a 59-yarder to send that game into OT before the Jalen heroics. And then the same season, you know, Jake Elliott against Washington late in the fourth quarter with over a 50-yarder to win that game 34-31.
So, but Joe, before you go on, I just pulled this up. I think you'll think this is interesting. I looked up the most field goals made in the history of the NFL postseason. So Jake Elliott ranks 8th. He's already 8th. Everyone else in the top, I mean, I think everyone else in the top 20, all or top 15, all of them played at least a decade. He's the only one, right? He started in 2017, so we're not at a decade yet. He's the only one in the top 15 to have this many made field goals in the playoffs in this short a time. He's on his way. I mean, I as I look at this list, Butker is going to be with him around the same time, right? Because they're the same age. But when it's over, if they stay healthy, I think Butker and Elliott will end up right alongside Vinatieri in the most field goals made in the history of the postseason.
And the amazing thing about that is he doesn't play in a dome. He doesn't play in the South.
No.
He plays in the Northeast in an outdoor stadium in bad conditions.
On an aggressive team that often will try to go for the fourth down, right? Like, so he doesn't maybe even get as many opportunities as other guys would.
Yeah,
no, I believe he missed almost a full season, and so I think he's played 7 full seasons. But I think he's the like Carlos Ruiz with the Phillies. I think he's the most underappreciated.
He hasn't missed any time. He's never missed any time with injuries.
Joe, it's a fun call. We appreciate it. So officially, Jake Elliott over Hugh Douglas is what we just determined.
Oh, he's already in my top 25. No, he's already in there. Him and Akers.
Yeah, Hugh doesn't really respect kickers, so this is going to be fun to tell him when he gets back. 215.
And Dean Dorsey and Roger Ruzek.
592-9494. All right, your final hour to get in. Top 5 Eagles last 25 years. Does Jalen Hurts belong? And you know what we got to do here? We got to give away a pair of Phillies tickets. Next Tuesday night, July 22nd, Phillies Red Sox. We're giving away a pair of tickets.
How are we going to do that?
We're going to play a little game called Stump the Rube on the other side. Caller number 3. You get a chance at those right now. Kyle, what's that contest line again? Caller number 3 at?
215-988-1258.
There it is. Caller number 3 right now to the contest line gets to play Stump the Rube for a chance at Phillies tickets on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.